Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, JC. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thank you for having me, Laura.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a contemporary romance author, writing poignant, sexy, laugh-out-loud, funny romances with Korean-American main characters. It's a little bit of culture in there, but mostly about being Americans and being in love and laughing, just showing that Asian-Americans are part of the fabric of this country. So that's my vision for my writing. But generally, it's just a lot of fun to read, I think.
It is a lot of fun to read. I have to tell you, it is like such a joy. Like I even listened to your books. I've listened to some of them and I've read both of them. So both is a really great experience. It's a great escape of just kind of like, just imagine yourself like with your desire line, you're like, you know, big money, splashy tropes. And it's like, you just get lost in this world. And even with your Samar Express, it's just like fun, sexy rom-coms, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely. The two subgenres are so different for me when I write. The desire line is so much more dramatic and intense, and it's really fun writing that. And the rom-coms are, of course, I'm being at my goofiest, trying to crack jokes and have as much banter in there as possible. But both of them are fun writing. Switching back and forth, a little bit harder.
I don't know, like, why, you know, what's the difference between, and I've talked to this with authors who've done category romance and then the regular, you know, the longer form romance, you know, what are some of the constraints that you find writing category romance, and like what's the gift from category romance, you know?
I mean, the biggest constraint I feel for category romance is that I need to cap it at about 50,000 words, whereas the full length trademarket books that I write for St. Martin's Press is 85,000 and up. So I could have a scene in there just for the fun of it. But for a desire line, it has to be absolutely necessary, something that moves the story forward. I can't go off on a tangent and talk about something silly. And so those are the differences. The fact that I have to tell this whole story in, 50,000 words is quite challenging, but I try to deliver as full and well-developed story as possible that I do with my full-length romances.
Yeah, I think what it does is like, it feels like a TV show. Like you're just like plot, plot, plot. Like it keeps you engaged, keeps you going. Well, the trade paperbacks are more like you're immersed in the world. You have family subplots. You have other stuff in the story that you hear more about the character. You hear more of the side characters. That gives you a better sense of the world. And like there's more time, you know, to invest.
Yes. And then there's more time for the readers to get emotionally invested with the characters. You get to know them a little better. You get to see how they are outside of just the relationship between the hero and the heroine. You see them with their friends. You see them with their family. So you get to see a multifaceted or complete character in some ways. Yes, that's it.
So let's chat about, so for readers who may discover you thanks to the Dating Dare, which we'll talk a little briefly shortly, what they can expect from the Ansel trilogy, you know?
The Heirs of Hansel is about this fashion mogul, this huge corporation. I actually got the idea from Forever 21, which is a Korean American owned company. So I imagine something like that in the Harlequin Desire world, where the family matriarch, the grandmother and the grandfather started together. The grandfather passed away, so the grandmother is kind of the glue that holds the family together. And it's about the heirs to that Hansol Corporation, that enterprise, that find love and find themselves in the process. So it's glamour, it's fashion. In my third book, it's a bit Hollywood. They're all based in Los Angeles, where I'm from. And you will see Korean, you know, the Koreatown, downtown Los Angeles, just fun little peeks into my world, as well as the world of this rich, glamorous Korean American family.
I love this. I didn't realize Forever 21 was a Korean brand. Like, I did not realize that. So
it is. It is. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Now I can see. I'm like, oh, it makes so much sense. Like, the whole thing, you know? So, I love this. So let's talk about the Sweet Mass and the Dating Dare. What is the elevator pitch for that series?
Elevator pitch for the series. Okay. It's about a small town in Central California, I say on the edge of the Sierra Nevadas. So it's a slice of Americana next to beautiful nature that California has to offer. And within it, there is Korean American baker who lives there, her best friend, the craft brewer, and her, you know, twin, her older brothers who are twins. So there are these characters who live in Walden. And the Sweet Mess is about the Korean American baker, the heroine, who meets the hero, a food critic. And a whole lot of mess ensues from this chocolate bun cake incident and a nasty review from the food critic, the hero, and they realize it's from a misunderstanding and they have to fix the mess. Mm-hmm. So that's the story for A Sweet Mess. So Tara is in A Sweet Mess as the spunky, fun best friend to Aubrey. And I just love Tara's character so much. Writing A Sweet Mess, I knew Tara was gonna get her story from the get-go. So the Dating Dare is Tara and Seth's story. Seth is Landon's younger brother, the hero from the first book. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like her best friend's husband's younger brother romance. If I could create such a trope. But there is some of that. This is family. I don't want to get too, make it complicated or messy. So they decide to keep things simple and neat with no complications. They play a game of truth or dare, and they agree to a 4-date arrangement. And after a month, Seth is supposed to fly away to Paris to start his new job, and Tara is supposed to go and dominate the beer world, you know? So that's the plan. As a fun condition, they add, you can't fall in love with me. But of course, that's the hardest condition to keep.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. You're like, oh, it's not complicated. We're just not going to have feelings. And they're like, but then they get feelings. And that's what we were
so much feelings.
It's all about the feelings. Oh my gosh.
I know. I can't hold back, at the expense of being cheesy. I don't know, it's just like all out love and Puccini in the background, just everything, the feels. I'm all about the feels.
Yes. Oh, so good. So
thank you so much.
I got the audiobook today. It was like an advanced literature copies. I'm like sent to reread it as an audio, and I'm like, I can listen to it at work, you know. So,
oh, fun.
Yeah. So like, because I've listened to, I read Sweet Mass And then I listened to it and I got so much more out of it. Like, because it was funnier. Like, it was just like,
Natalie is amazing.
Yeah.
As I mean, she does an amazing job. And I didn't have a chance to listen to her do Tara yet, but she did an amazing Aubrey. So I just had to go with her again.
That was a smart choice. So you just, yeah, I've listened to both. Like, actually, most of your books, I've read them and listened to them, because I did listen to the Harlequin ones that were on the library. And yes, they were fun listens. They were like 5 hours long. They're like easy to just do like in one day. Like, if you're looking for a bench for one day, those are good ones to go into, because it's like glamour. It's very tropes-tastic. And it's very LA, and it's like fun just to get immersed in that world. Yeah.
Yes. Especially, and then you get all the feels. Remember that.
Don't forget that. You get all the feels. Yeah.
So much angst and lots of groveling by the heroes. I love making them grovel.
Yes. Count me in for any groveling hero. Like, just like, they just need to grovel. Like, just like part of it. Like, it should be like a requirement, you know?
And what I love writing about those heroines for the Harlequin Desire series is that they're vulnerable, but they're so strong. They're strong, they stand up for themselves, and the heroes, I guess the most important element of my heroes is that they know how to respect strong women. Because they're confident enough not to feel insecure around them. So I have vulnerable, strong women and men who love them and worship them. So that's my Harlequin Desire. I love talking about my Heirs of Hunzel series. It's it was just such a blast to write all of them.
They're a blast to read. So I'm just grateful that you had a blast to read, because you made a great job like introducing people to category romance, which is exciting, but also to the books. You know, so
I'm really glad that people are being more open-minded about category romance, and it's exciting that Temporary Wife Temptation was the first Harlequin Desire to feature an Asian American couple and to have them on the cover. So I was in tears when I saw the cover. Sobbing.
Yes, but I have to say they do a great job with those covers. The Desire Line covers are like top notch, you know.
They
spend the money on those dresses and the hunts and the vibe of it. So
yeah, definitely. And I guess that's the fun of my Harlequin Desire line, but the St. Martin's Press rom-coms are like my babies, and I just want to like hold on to them. I pour so much of myself into them. And I relate so much to the heroines. And everything that happens, it just becomes a part of me. This morning, I'm working on the third book to the A Sweet Mess trilogy. And I wrote a scene where the heroine has an argument with her mother. And I got an anxiety attack because the heroine was having an anxiety attack. She was feeling it, and I was writing what she's feeling, and I was feeling it. So it's almost the situation where I'm literally connected to the characters as I write them. And some days I'm funny, some days I'm not, but hopefully most of my book is funny. But there's definitely angst too, just to show the highs and lows of love, because love is not all about just happy, fun, go lucky kind of situation. It's so much vulnerability and depth of feeling. There has to be a balance. So the angst is there in the St. Martin's Press too, not too much, but I think it's unavoidable. If you're writing a romance and there's love involved, there's gonna be some angst. So
yes, So you mentioned before we get we start recording that you're going to have a new Desire Line books coming out. So what is that series going to be like?
That series centers around three sisters. They are Korean Americans, and they form together a string trio. So the first book is going to be about the oldest sister, Angie. She's the cellist. And all three is kind of music themed. You know, it's in the music world. And the hero in the first book is a composer. And I'm going to have other musicians as heroes, maybe a manager perhaps, to show the different dynamics and the tug and pull. Mm-hmm. For the second sister, who is kind of headstrong and stubborn. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be a fun book two to write. But book one is about the cellist, a sensitive, caring older sister who is getting a second chance romance with her college sweetheart that she had to leave because of family meddling. So he's brokenhearted and wants nothing to do with her, but she asks him for help and a partnership ensues.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. And there's a third book in the Sweet Rest trilogy. So I'm like, you have books coming out that I'm like dying for.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. The third book for the Sweet Rest trilogy is, I think it's my favorite. I'm not supposed to have like favorite kids, right? But in this case, I'm writing this book and I just fell in love with the hero, and I am so connected, like intertwined with the heroine, that, you know, her feelings become mine, like I described before. And they're having a lot of fun. Their project that they're working on together is about a bookstore. So there are lots of books involved. So book lovers, romance lovers, you'll find a lot of things you love in there.
Oh my god. Oh, that's so exciting. Oh my god. So what has been a couple of books you have read over the past couple of years that you can't stop recommending, you think readers should pick up?
Recent books that I've read that I've really enjoyed is the last book I finished is Act Your Age, Eve Brown. Mm-hmm. Okay. Which was so good. It was just lip smacking, chef's kiss, perfect.
Yes.
And the book I read before that, which is also fabulous, was You Had Me at Ola. Mm-hmm. By Alexis Daria. And those books were so much fun and so different in mm-hmm. flavors. And so different also from my writing and my style as well. It was really nice experiencing all these different worlds while I'm writing my third book, right? Mm-hmm. So I have romance everywhere, romance yeah. and humor and drama everywhere. So yeah. I would recommend those books.
Yeah, I have to say, like, I love Actor H. Each round. Their meet cute where she just runs it over. You're like, what would it, you know, who would have thought? You just need to run over the hero.
Yeah. Now people are going to say, you know, I want to meet my perfect hero by running someone over.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's going to become a trope.
That's going to become a trope. Like, I'll just run him over. And you're like, oh, okay.
You know? Just break his arm. No big deal.
Yeah. No, so yeah, yes, and I love You Had Me at Ola, the Puerto Rican representation, because I'm from Puerto Rico, so I love
books
that are like related, like, you know, the island versus the New York community, like the, mm-hmm. the whole different representation of what it looks like. So that was fun. I love telenovelas, like, they're like my, I think it's like then what else are like K-dramas, like just same beats of the stuff. They're just like, they're longer. They spend time in life. Like K-dramas are like 9 to 10, 12 months of like just daily episodes of really out there, really addictive, you know, storylines and plots and like villains and tropes and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I grew up on K-drama, yeah. You know, I was weaned on K-drama.
Yeah.
And I know the addictive quality of these romantic dramas. And I hope my books also have that quality to them. Yeah. Because so many of my books, I had 4 come out. My 5th one is coming out this August. And I debuted last year, so yeah. It's just like my head spinning. But my books, all of my books, are influenced in some way by K-dramas.
Yeah.
I think most of them are slow burn just because you need to have that longing, but something's holding you back before anything happens, because the coming together becomes that much sweeter and hotter. So that's my ode to the K-drama, you know, where they don't hold hands till episode 4, whatever, you know.
They don't kiss until like episode like 8, you know.
Not before episode 8. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I am the same way with like my film novels. They're like the long slow burn, and they're just like going with the out there. So, and I'm grateful like you're writing books that are just speaking my language, you know.
So. Oh, okay, we speak the same language then. Awesome.
Romance, a little bit of like, you know, family plots, you know, some family relationships. So yeah,
because I think culturally Korean Americans or Koreans in general are really close to their family. Basically, I live with my parents until I got married. And that's what I see with most of my friends. It's just you. And then sometimes you get married and you live with your parents, and it's just the reversal of roles. When your parents get older, you support them because they did so much for you, sacrificed so much raising you. So it's not just a single generation. A lot of times it's multi-generation. So I delve into that a little bit. With the dating there. And the 3rd book is about Tara's older brother, Jack, one of the twins. Ooh. So, yeah. And he is a cinnamon bun, but just too hot to look at. Drool worthy in many ways.
Oh my god, yeah.
I told you I'm in love with him. Like, I'm just oh my gosh, Jack.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. So, all right. So, JC, tell us where you can find me online.
To find me online, I am author JC Lee everywhere. I like to be consistent and easy to find. So, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, you could find me at author JC Lee.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, and my website, jclee.com. That one is just jclee.com. So awesome. You can visit me there too. Feel free to stalk me.
So thank you, JC, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This was fun. I got to like blabber on about my books. It's like my favorite pastime.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share it with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. The What You Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyournextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.